This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:48 in the morning. This is The Morning Run with Shazana Xiaoning and Philip. We're turning our attention to local politics. Former PKR man and Julau MP Larry Sung has now been named the president of one of the country's newest political parties, Parti Bangsa Malaysia. Earlier, there were reports that Plantation Industries and Commodities Minister Datuk Zuraida Kamarudin may head the party, and even rumours that Datuk Sri Azmin Ali might join PBM, but no such developments have taken place so far.
In terms of its future plans for the party, Sung hopes that PBN would be a component party in the Barisan National Coalition and participate in the 15th general election. He said the motion was agreed upon by the top leaders of the party and further discussions will be held with BN's leadership soon. PBM sees itself as being citizen-centric and a multi-racial national party. But how effective will this new party be? And among the other new political forces like Muda and Warisan, who is now also a national-level party, does it really stand out?
For some thoughts on this, we have with us Dr. Oh Ee San, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs. Ee San, good morning. Always good to have you. Now, Julau MP Larry Sung has been named the president of one of the country's newest political parties, as mentioned, Parti Bangsa Malaysia. What do you make of the party's direction under Larry Sung, who was previously himself from PKR?
Well, nowadays we have a very fragmented political landscape, right? So if you would like to, let's say, have a say in a ruling coalition after the next general election, for example, number one, you get yourself elected as an MP. And number two, if there are, let's say, a handful of other MPs who are supporting you, then you have, let's say, 3 to 5 seats and you are a force to be reckoned with. When the next government is to be formed, well, then you have a seat at the negotiation table and maybe you may be even become a minister or a deputy minister. I think that's why this party was formed, and then with various rumors that Azmin or Zuraida might at some point join them. And if so, then we are looking at the party, even at this point, with up to 10 seats, because Azmin has about 10 seats in his hands. Yeah.
How much truth do you think there is to these rumors that Azmin Ali and Zuraida will actually be joining this party, though?
Well, in Malaysia, politics would often engender from rumors, right? So I think this is, in a sense, sort of a standby party for them, number one. And number two, Larry himself is a force to be reckoned with, especially in the more rural constituencies of Sarawak. So there is some sort of, I wouldn't call it marriage, but alliance of convenience here, yeah.
But what's the point of the party? What does it stand for?
Well, it according to itself, it says it stands for multiracial, some sort of some form of politics. But of course, we have plenty such parties which are in existence. And very often in Malaysia, politics is also very personality-centric. It depends on whether Larry or some of his senior leaders in the party would continue to appeal to the constituents in their various constituencies, which were worn, incidentally, under other party logos. Yeah.
Okay, I want to build on that, Ee San. Mm-hmm. Because all these, whether it is Larry Sung or supposed might be joiners like Azmin Ali and Zuraida, they won the previous general elections under a different political party banner coalition. You know, what's their chances in the next general elections, though?
Well, that's anybody's guess. And the main reason is if you go by the Malacca and Sarawak state election, the voter turnouts were very low. I think in some urban constituency in Sarawak, as low as 35 to 40%. So a lot of these voters who would otherwise most likely vote for the more progressive side, namely PH, decided not to come out to vote at all. And therefore, if you are with the other side, namely the BN or PN side, which are, of course, much more efficient in mobilizing their voters, so Asmin and Zuraida and so on, you would think they might not be re-elected by the supposedly more progressive-minded voters, but you never know because of the low voter turnouts here.
And if we take a look at another East Malaysian party that spread its wings to the peninsula, and that's Warisan, what is your gauge of their chances to win seats here? Is it possible for East Malaysian parties to gain influence on a federal level?
Well, I'm from Sabah, and there were Sabah and also Sarawak parties who have tried in the past to so-called spread their wings to the peninsula. And unfortunately, they were not very successful in doing so. I think Warisan is mainly appealing to exactly the cohort I mentioned just now, namely those voters who are disillusioned with PH, primarily, I think, because PH signed the MOU to support the current government. But these voters could also not bring themselves to, well, support PN or BN. Therefore, they chose to stay at home. I think Warisan is aiming particularly at them. If they could come out and vote for Warisan, then Warisan might win some seats, such as those currently held by Zuraida or Asmin, namely suburban multiracial seats. Yeah.
What do you rate Muda's chances in G15?
Well, Muda is partnering essentially with Warisan nowadays. I would even say Warisan, in a sense, outsourced its youth wing to Muda. I think they are also aiming at the same cohorts, namely those voters who didn't come out over the past few elections. And again, I think they would win a number of those seats, but I don't think it would be a significant number. Yeah.
Isan, are we beginning to see the emergence of a third force, a third coalition group, which is Warisan, Muda, and maybe even Pedrang?
Well, in existence, we have three different, shall we say, political groupings, namely PH, BN and PN, as we saw in the Malacca state election. So, just like BN and PN, you can group them on the more conservative side. You could also group PH and also, well, Warisan plus Muda on the more progressive side. Yeah.
Well, it's very interesting because all this proliferation of parties, and if we talk about this third, fourth force potentially, right, it will mean fracturing, isn't it? And really the reality of coalition politics, true coalition politics happening now. Do you think this will breed some instability going forward?
Oh, well, if you look at the more advanced countries and economies, such as Germany, for example, it's similarly everybody for himself, namely all these different parties. They will win a number of seats in parliament, but not enough to form the governments. Therefore, like the current German government, for example, it's what it's called a traffic light government, because there are three parties represented by three different colours. Yeah.
So I'm curious, Isan, does this mean that, let's say, GE15 happens, results come out, you know, and there's no clear majority, and we're going to see negotiations post-elections? Is that the future of Malaysia?
Oh, I certainly hope so. I think a lot of people are looking at or hoping for those kind of old stability, like BN ruling forever, or the more progressive side would hope that PH would rule forever. I think those days are gone. You have very strange bedfellows. In fact, we have very strange bedfellows right at the moment. PH wholesale signing on the MOU to support a BN/PN government, right? So in existence, we actually have a coalition government in all its substance, although not in name. So it's not so strange to see the same thing happening after the next general election. Yeah.
Isan, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. That was Dr. Oh Isan, senior fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs, talking to us about the crop of new political parties that emerged and really about this new reality in our political landscape of coalition building, not so much of the strong arm coalition anymore.
Well, I think that's a good sign, but the interesting thing is there may be new parties, but they're quite old politicians.
Not all. Some are newer. Newer,
but they're not the same breed per se. And that's a very interesting poll we are seeing coming through, right, when we ran a poll. What would persuade you to vote for a new political party? And it's very interesting for our vote, for our Twitter voters. 64% say it's all about the candidate.
I was actually quite surprised by that, which shows that the politics of personality still has a stronghold, at least among the respondents that have responded to our poll today. Party manifesto, which I thought would maybe be the more defining criteria, it's only garnered 23% of the votes. And there are 10% who say others.
Exactly. And that points to the proliferation of new parties. Because if you can build coalitions of the right politicians and personalities, you could make this work.
Yeah, but it does just mean that, you know, what we are used to, like a very stable government, may not exist anymore in the future.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.